Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, Gonzalez, Beckett, and Crawford aren't the only ones taking to a new field. WBUR's Sharon Brody has this reflection on the familiar sounds of the high school baseball diamond as her son prepares to head off to play college ball.
Baseball is our house religion. Only we don't have a house. We have an apartment, a cramped one, and it's overflowing with sacraments. Mounds of balls and bats and gloves and gear form shrines and obstacles. I trip over this stuff daily, swear at it loudly, and very soon will pine like crazy for it and everything it represents. My little boy is almost off to college. Along with his older brother, he's played ball forever. Unlike the firstborn, the baby isn't finished yet. My lanky righty is bound for the NCAA. He's pitched his way onto a baseball team hundreds of miles away with a bunch of strangers at a huge state university. That's great, of course. I'm proud, of course. They won't be strangers to him for long, of course. But will I miss him? Do bears wind up in jokes referencing the woods? Missing him is huge, and yet it's only part of the story. I've been steeling myself for that punch in the gut since he was knee-high to a nearsighted umpire. What's caught me by surprise is my pang of anticipatory nostalgia for the soundtrack of the diamond. I will yearn for that lost music, not the crack of the bat or the thwack of the glove or the unfortunate country music to which high school boys now cling as a badge of baseball culture. I mean,
it's all, here we go.
The chatter.
Hey, now you're protecting up there, kid.
Let's go, let's kid.
Ritualized incantations of unwavering support. From the dugout, teammates sing to their guy at the plate. Here you go, kid. Here you go. Attaboy, 2-1. Good cut. Good leave. Good leave. You're okay, Sully. Hey, babe. You're right on it, Chooch.
Hey, kid. Over now.
Every batter up, the liturgy begins anew. Inning after inning, player after player. The voices in the dugout rise and dip and overlap and echo. Together, they create a chorus of positivity. These are the most beautiful gems of encouragement you can ever imagine, boys uttering to each other in public. Like you can, kid, like you can. Just like last time, 2-5, like you know how, boss. You're a hitter, babe. We need you on. Hey, you nasty up there, 1-5.
Go, Chooch.
Have yourself up, 2.
Let's go, Eric.
Let's go, 2.
Let's go, Eric. Get your ball and drive it now, babe, like you can. Let's go, 2.
It's like daily affirmations, only better, no self-help pablum. Just testimony shouted by your cleat-scuffing bro on the bench. At the risk of gender stereotyping my way into hell and damnation, I submit this unabashed sweetness is not the standard dialect of boy world, nor of jock planet.
Go, Aiden, let's go, 2-0.
I gotta have you here, straight up.
Sure, accuse me of reading too much into mere banter on the bench. But isn't this what we want for our children? Able-bodied or not, athletes or otherwise? Isn't this what we hope they will learn and carry with them in life? To develop and express empathy, high spirits, passion, and a sense of community. To be surrounded by people doing the same on their behalf. Is this not how we nurture a mensch? Rewind the tape, please. Let me hear it a few more times. A few more thousand times, if you don't mind. The tenderness, the strength, the faith, the affection. Under cover of time-tested phrases, the tough guys feel the love. They met as bright, funny, oddball pipsqueaks in the days of high voices and elastic waist baseball pants. They've grown together into a booming bass corral, these bright, funny, oddball stubble faces, now swaggering to fields unknown.
Yeah!
Godspeed then, little shavers. When you can, slugger. Get home safe.
Let's go, Scotty. Hey, Scotty.
If I have a day now, but...
That's WBUR's Sharon Brody. Her piece originally appeared on WBUR's new ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti, and you can find a link to her guide on how to drop your kid off at college at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.